Welcome, all of you, our most honored and precious guests, to this auspicious yatra, where we have come together for the exclusive purpose of enriching our consciousness with the purifying remembrance of Lord Krishna. Many scriptures in many lands have been revealed by the Supreme Lord, but the conclusion, the essence of all scriptures, is to always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. In this age of Kali Yuga, this is a very difficult thing, because the entire material energy is utilizing all of her resources simply for the purpose of distracting our consciousness away from the goal of life. The goal of life is to revive our original spiritual consciousness. We are all the eternal servants of Krishna. And the nature of the soul is to engage in that service in a spirit of pure unalloyed devotion. This love is the ultimate goal of every living being. Every creature in creation is seeking the pleasure of love. Maya, the illusory energy, through all of her incredible trappings, has convinced us and is convincing us moment after moment to repose our love in anyone or anyone outside of Krishna. Human society has been arranged by Krishna, Chaturvarna Mayasristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, in such a way that human beings come together to actually exchange real friendship, real compassion, by helping one another to cross over this bridge of material existence, hand in hand, through always remembering Krishna. And how to always remember Krishna? It is only possible when there is an intimate form of congenial relationships amongst devotees. Otherwise, all the processes of bhakti are simply impossible to perfect. And we find amongst the greatest devotees of our history, in all the great religions of the world, that the basic foundation of their spiritual principles was the humility and the deep spiritual friendships amongst each other. In the service of the superior Vaishnavas and God. Srila Prabhupada, in very simple terms, said, to think that you can become Krishna conscious without the association of devotees is to be insane. It is simply not possible. But what does it mean to associate with devotees? This is one of the most important questions in our spiritual lives. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, explains the 64 primary principles or aspects of devotional service. And of them, he explains 5 are most important. But of all of them, it is impossible to practice any of these 64 principles unless we first learn how to properly associate with devotees. Association of devotees means the association that I am your servant and you are my master. Srila Prabhupada taught that we should approach every Vaishnava as Prabhu. But in Krishna consciousness, everything should come from our hearts. Nothing is said as a formality. Nothing is said simply as a ritual or as a social convention. But it must actually come with a very thoughtful heart. Anytime you call someone Prabhu, you are putting yourself in the position of that person's servant. A servant does not criticize their master, either to their face or in another place. A servant is always anxious to assist his master. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how different classes of devotees serve and assist one another. To those who are superior to us, we assist them by submissively hearing their teachings and by carrying out their instructions. For those who are on an equal level to us, who are our friends, we assist them and serve them by developing very intimate, loving relationships in which we reveal our mind confidentially and hear the other's mind in Krishna consciousness. Not that we just speak all nonsense to each other in the name of revealing our minds, but we speak those words that are helpful to another's Krishna consciousness, or we reveal our mind so someone else can help us in our Krishna consciousness. We give prasad and we receive prasad. We give gift and receive gift. And the true gifts are those things which actually help us to perform our service to the Lord. To those who are our equals in Krishna consciousness, we should develop friendships that are transcendental to the whims of the mind, the senses, and the obstructions of material life. As they say in common language, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Real friendship means to be willing to give your life to help your friend, and to have faith that through hell or high water or whatever difficulties come in my life or whatever difficult comes in my fellow Vaishnav friend's life, we will always be together. If you are down, I will try to lift you up. If I am down, please come and lift me up. And together, to inspire and to encourage one another to carry out the orders of our spiritual masters and to help one another in the great mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to those who are in a lesser position, newer devotees, even the innocent who have not yet even become devotees, we serve them by giving them our helping hand, by giving them instructions, by encouraging them, by training them, by bringing them to the lotus feet of senior Vaishnavas and Krishna. But when we do this, it should be done in a mood that we are the servant, not that we are better. And to those who are antagonistic and openly offensive and atheistic, we should become the humble servant of such souls, either by humbly defeating them very boldly, or by serving them by simply keeping away from their company if they are going to pollute our consciousness. In this way, a devotee is servant of every living being. A devotee never considers himself better than anyone, not even the worm that is crawling in the ground, not even the mosquito that is coming to attack you. A pure devotee cannot think himself better than anyone. Why? Because he sees Krishna in the heart of everyone, and he honors Krishna in their heart, and tries to serve them according to what's best by Krishna's direction. We should strive for these types of relationships. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates taught the wonderful joy of being a devotee, coming together to hear the glories of the Lord, to chant the holy names of the Lord, and to serve the Vaishnavas. These are the three most important pillars in our spiritual life: chanting the holy names, hearing Harikatha, and serving the Vaishnavas. And assisting the Vaishnavas in giving their compassion to the fallen souls who are lost in the ocean of material existence. And this was the great gift that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has so kindly given us. Some of us are brahmacharis or sannyasis living in ashram, carrying out our prescribed duties in the service of the Lord and His devotees. Some of you are grihasthas. Some live in temples. Some live even your own little temples at home. And you have occupations and families to maintain. And in this way, there is apparently so many distractions. But the scriptures teach us if we have good association and strong sadhana and proper intention, we can remain Krishna conscious even in the grihastha ashram 24 hours a day. But in order to become deeply established in our spirituality, such festivals as this that we are attending now are very much precious and important to our spiritual lives. This yatra here in Pune is exclusively meant for our purification, for the purification of our hearts, and most important, to unite us and bring us together so that we can stand strong together to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, whoever you meet, wherever you meet them, you give them this simple instruction: chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, always remember Krishna, and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, do not tell them anything else, only these things. Worship Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Chant Krishna's holy names. And tell others about Krishna. So we have come together, and we should understand that the sublime joy of being a devotee is in sharing this essence of spirituality amongst each other. And that is called sankirtan. Yajyai sankirtana prayai yajanti hi shumedashaha. In the age of Kali Yuga, the the Yuga Dharma that is practiced by those who have real intelligence is the congregational chanting of the holy names, Sankirtan. Kirtan means to chant, to hear. And Samyak means together, amongst each other, in the association of devotees. Our hope by coming here for this wonderful, wonderful, auspicious yatra is that when we leave, we are not only fully charged, but overcharged with Krishna consciousness. And that we have developed such a sense of unity and love for one another on the basis of hearing katha, chanting and dancing and feasting together. And if we have this kind of relationships based on these principles, there is no power of Maya that can stop us. And we can attract the whole world. Krishna's holy name, in and of itself, is all attractive. It is none different than Krishna. There's a beautiful story in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya's associates from Bengal were coming to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was after he took sannyas in Katwa, and from there he went to Jagannath Puri by the request of his mother, Sachi Mata. And soon after arriving in Jagannath Puri, he went on a tour of South India, which took approximately 2 years. When he returned, along with his servant, Kal Krishna Das, the word was spread throughout Navadvip, Shantipur, Srikanda, Kulina Gram, and the various places the Lord had devotees in Bengal. And they were all very anxious to come to meet the Lord. As they came to the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he had just become a devotee. His Guru Maharaj was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and after Lord Chaitanya left for South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed him that this beautiful sannyasi with an illustrious golden complexion is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And he has come with the ultimate medicine to cure the ills of all society and reestablish the perfection of pure love of God through the congregational chanting of the holy names. Pratap Rudra Maharaj was so anxious to meet Lord Chaitanya. In fact, in order to receive his darshan, he was willing to give up his kingdom, his family, and be a beggar, if that's what was required. That type of dhritavrata, that type of determined enthusiasm he had to serve the Lord. And this is actually what is required. That we must have such determination that we should be willing to leave anything behind to please Krishna, to get Krishna's mercy. And if there is one thing in life that we are not willing to put aside, if it is unfavorable for our Krishna consciousness, that one thing will stand between us and Krishna. It will stand between suffering in this material world and enjoying eternal ecstatic love. When the devotees of Bengal were at the outskirts of Puri, Maharaj Pratap Rudra was on the roof of his palace, and along with some of his associates, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others, he saw an incredible effulgence. And then he heard these devotees chanting Harinam, and he was struck with wonder. His heart was filled with love. He couldn't believe it. He was asking Kashi Mishra and others, who are they? The beauty of the effulgence is so great as they are dancing so beautifully. And the sound of their chanting, as they're chanting together, is filling the whole universe with such sweet, ecstatic vibrations that are purifying my heart and purifying the whole universe. And Srila Prabhupada explains that when devotees' hearts are united in the pure purpose of serving the Lord and His mission, when they come together to chant the holy names, that vibration is all attractive. Krishna manifests Himself and purifies anyone who comes in contact with that vibration. Prataparudra Maharaj was struck with wonder to see the incredible, unprecedented love that the devotees had for each other and how they expressed it in the highest form of dancing together and chanting the holy name. Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to know something about each and every devotee. He said, who is that? He was asking. And Kashi Mishra explained, this is Advaitacharya. This is our Nityananda Prabhu. This is Shivananda Sen, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Murari Gupta. He was explaining the qualities of each devotee. And hearing the glories of these devotees, Prataparudra Maharaja's heart was simply being enamored by the ecstasy of affection. To glorify Vaishnavas is the principle that is most pleasing to the Lord. And to enjoy hearing the glories of a Vaishnava is most pleasing to Krishna in your heart. The Paramatma is examining your every thought, your every desire, and your reaction to whatever happens in this world. And your spiritual advancement is simply based on how the Paramatma in your heart is seeing your sincerity for devotional service. When the Lord sees you are anxious to hear His glories, He is very pleased. And when you become pleased to see other devotees doing well, when you become pleased to hear another devotee being praised, that is so dear to the Lord, because it means you are not envious. And just by taking happiness and hearing the glories of a devotee, the Lord gives you tremendous amount of spiritual blessings. But if when we hear the good qualities of another devotee, if we are disturbed, if we are envious, if we are thinking, why him, why not me? Then what to speak if we speak criticism or blasphemy toward another devotee? The Lord in the heart takes note, and he covers himself more and more and more accordingly from our perception. Maharaj Prataparudra, he achieved the great mercy of the Lord because of his great, great desire to serve the devotees and please the devotees. When we come together for this most glorious purpose of hearing and chanting together we should know that we are invoking the most sublime power in all of existence, the mercy of Krishna. And with that power, we can overcome any obstacle. So this is truly the purpose of our coming together here at this yatra in Pune, is to exchange love with one another through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas. There may be some inconvenience because actually this beautiful house is a very large house, larger than most of us have. But considering there is about 600 people here, it's not a very large house. So the rooms may be crowded and you may have to wait to get into the bathroom. But actually, everyone should be lining up last in line so that all the other devotees can go first. That type of competition will bring about happiness. If everyone's trying to crowd to get in first, you may get in first, but there'll be no satisfaction in your heart. There'll only be the satisfaction that I got in first. But after you're done, it won't make any difference. But the satisfaction of putting yourself second to the Vaishnavas is a satisfaction that brings real joy to your very soul. So this is the competition we should have, to put all others in front of each other. I don't know if anything will get done, but we'll make spiritual advancement. Krishna will work it out. And most important is, whatever we do, we are preaching. And our greatest service is to encourage and inspire people to become Krishna conscious. And how do you become Krishna conscious? By hearing about Krishna and chanting his holy names. If you are falling asleep in class, you may be very quiet. Some of you snore and you're not very quiet. But whether you do or not, the fact is the vibration coming from you is preaching throughout the entire creation what to speak in Pune. And what is that message you're preaching? That it's really boring hearing about Krishna. It's better to go into the mode of ignorance. And when people see each other sleeping, they naturally become sleepy because we become like what we associate with. It's very contagious. We're preaching. It's not very important to hear this Bhagavad message. Better to take rest. And by doing this, we are inflicting harm upon other devotees by emanating such a message. Whereas, if we are very attentive, really performing austerity to hear, to absorb sincerely, submissively, what is this message? Then our example is emanating a vibration which will encourage everyone to want to hear the glories of the Lord, which will enlighten and inspire everyone to hear about Krishna. So this is our service, to somehow or other stay wide awake. If you have to sit straight, or if you have to stand up, or if you have to walk around, or if you're dancing, but somehow or other, be awake to hear. And let people see how much you want to hear. That is service. And when we are chanting the holy names, if we are talking to each other during kirtan, discussing the latest topics of the gossip of the world, or anything else. Kirtan means chanting Krishna's name. If we are talking together, we are preaching to everyone. But this kirtan is not very important. It's better to just discuss something else. Or if we're standing in the back, unless we're old or injured, then we're preaching to everyone that it's not very important to be enthusiastic and dance, which is the Yuga Dharma established by Lord Chaitanya. And you are actually encouraging other people to simply become unenthusiastic and lazy. But if in every kirtan you are joyously, or if you're not joyous, then you do it painfully as an austerity, Krishna will get joy, and ultimately you'll get joy. But you dance as an austerity, but you're not doing it just show bottle, just to show everyone that I am dancing. But you're doing it as a service to others. If you're enthusiastic, you will enthuse others. Enthusiasm is contagious, and laziness is contagious. So we dance throughout every kirtan. However we feel, we do it for the pleasure of Krishna, for the devotees, and for the holy name. And we chant very loudly, because this is an opportunity. So many hundreds and hundreds of people are united together. We want to fill the whole universe with the holy name. In fact, a few years ago, here in Pune, this was the base of a very, very famous worldwide teacher of mundane topics, but they were considered spiritual topics. He was teaching all kinds of degraded ideas in the name of self-realization. And Prabhupada declared him to be a terrible cheater. And he was very blasphemous of the Vaishnavas. And he was, just a few years ago, not far from here, he was at his world headquarters in Pune, and we were having our Pune Yatra, and it was Sandhya Arti, and it was a tumultuous kirtan. Every single devotee was dancing joyfully or painfully, it doesn't matter. But they were dancing. Every devotee was dancing, the sound of the kirtan was permeating the universe. We couldn't hear anything but the holy name. And Krishna descended into his name during this kirtan. Paritra naya sadunam vinashaya chuduskritam. And it was exactly at the peak of Gaur Arti kirtan that this particular personality left his body, just a few miles from here. It's history. And during kirtan, when we really become absorbed in glorifying God, all the barriers between each other, a false ego, are removed, and we can establish a real connection. And that is a fact. I have seen the worst enemies who couldn't even look at each other in the face. When you put them together in the middle of a kirtan, they're smiling at each other and embracing and dancing together. Unfortunately, when the kirtan ends, sometimes they forget. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's instruction is kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtan should never end. So please, let us absorb our hearts in inspiring and serving one another by wonderful dancing, by wonderful chanting, by attentive hearing, And by helping one another, serving one another, giving great courtesy to one another, and taking prasad together, this is a very special, sacred activity. It is not just eating food. Prasad is Krishna's remnants. Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the book which teaches us all how to become perfect Vaishnavas. A large portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita simply describes the Lord and His devotees taking prasad together. How joyful it was, honoring Krishna's remnants, glorifying Krishna's remnants. Prabhupada said, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, is it better to serve prasad or eat prasad? And Srila Prabhupada said, they are both equally transcendental. It is a reciprocation of love. During the next 4 days, we should really try to get as much as we possibly can from this opportunity. We should not waste a second. We should not waste even a moment, which is 1/12 of a second. Many devotees, they wait all year for this wonderful festival to take place. And now, by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, that moment has come. So let us leave the world behind us. Do not discuss the news or the newspapers. Leave your business behind. Krishna will take care of it. Your family problems. Let us not speak anything except the glories of the Lord and His devotees, and those things that will encourage and inspire His devotees. Let us make that resolution from the very beginning. No talk except Harikatha and Vaishnav Seva. And let us be very punctual to come on time. Many of you are in buses, and if one person is late, everyone has to wait. That is a disservice. We should be very, very attentive that no one ever has to wait for us. In this way, we should be very, very alert at every moment to utilize for Krishna consciousness. Through our enthusiasm and our great aspiration to participate in these devotional activities, we can create the most wonderful atmosphere of Vaikuntha that we will never want to leave. An atmosphere that the whole world will want to come and somehow participate in. That is the purpose of this Punayatra. So please let us put ourselves in the proper state of mind so that we can really get the most out of these next 4 days and help everyone to do the same. I'd like to very gratefully offer my appreciation to Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Mataji for so kindly making their beautiful home available to all of us every year. It is not easy arranging buses, prasad, residences, and everything else. There's lists, whole lists of priorities they have. And the two of them practically single-handedly do this every year. And it takes weeks and weeks of a tremendous amount of time and energy to serve the devotees. And it is truly a wonderful example that they are establishing for all of us. Krishna explains, whatever we have, let us use it for Krishna. If we use what we have for Krishna, we get something millions of times greater. If we try to keep what we have for our own selfish purposes, we are losing the treasure of life. Kripana, miser. So please, let no one complain about anything. If something goes wrong, understand that it's all just meant to help you become transcendental. But when people are working so hard against all odds to make you happy, if something goes wrong, you should not break their hearts by complaining. But rather, we should give them joy by showing our appreciation. And if we learn how to live like this, that will be the great fulfillment of the great desire of Srila Prabhupada. Because through this consciousness, we can stand together to spread the holy name of Krishna throughout the world. I thank you very much. Vanchakalpataruvyascha, kripa sindhuvya evacha, patitanam.